Cubs and Marlins series finale in Miami. Martin Prado would factor into this one, but first, it's Marcell Ozuna's turn in the bottom of the first.
Ozuna into center field, a base hit. Late break by Ichiro. Freddie will send him. Up with the ball, his hat. Throw is up the line, and it hits Ichiro. He scores. And Miami is up 1-0. Prado rifles one in the gap, left center field. That's going to the wall. Bohr will score. Here comes Ozuna. He will score. Welcome back, Martin Prado. It's 3-0.
Cubs have two on against Phelps for Tommy La Stella. 0-1. La Stella bounces it to short. This might be two. Riddle steps on the back. That's one. Back to first. Phelps is out of the inning.
See if he throws another.
Fastball, Stanton blisters it. Left field, deep. And gone! He hit it out. And Miami has a big insurance run. 2-2. Busted bat. Shallow center. Gordon calling. Gordon catching. Ball game. Miami beats the Cubs.
Marlins win the game. They split the series with the Cubs. 4-2, your final. Edinson Volquez gets the start for Miami. He went 5, picked up the win, and improved to 8-0 lifetime in 12 career starts against Chicago. Here's Miami skipper Don Mattingly talking after the win.
I was hoping for more from, or more length at least, from Volky, but he battled and he got out of some jams and he got us through 5, which was basically is about as short as we felt like we could go with him. You know, our bullpen really from the last few days, we had some guys down today that we didn't want to use. So it worked out the guys that felt like we wanted to use, we were able to. Yeah, just getting out, you know, kind of got himself into it and then got himself out of it. A lot of counts and walks today. And I know that bothers him, but again, he battled out of it, and then Harlan comes in, it's good. Phelps and AJ, were able to split up those three innings for us and do the job. Well, obviously, getting the runs was huge. You know, O's hit gets us up one, and at that point, and then Martin, obviously, you get two quick ones. But then it started to feel like yesterday a little bit. G's run I thought was big for us because it gave us a little bit of cushion. You know, when you get the one run, then you're just into so many different things. You get that two-run lead, at least you got a little bit of a cushion with that one run.
Martin Prado had two RBIs in the Marlins' win on Sunday over the Cubs. Here's Prado talking after the game.
I think it takes more than 3 days. I think it's going to be a process where I have to be more confident and focus every single game at bats just until you get the timing and used to recognize spin, velocity, location. Fortunately for me, for my team, I got a good pitch to hit, and I've been working so hard like the last few days, working with Menichino and Pat, and just trying to not trying to do too much. I think that my first day I was just overswing and all the sudden I was just creating bad habits, because it's kind of like that the game speed up to you if you try and much more than you actually normally do. I was just trying to be quiet with my front foot and just trying to put a good swing on the ball and just give me a good pitch to hit.
Next up, the Cubs travel to D.C. for a series against the Nats beginning Monday. Marlins host the Mets Tuesday.